invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
Good morning, everyone. And today, finally, good news for smokers. We've worked out how you can keep puffing away indoors. Just to clear, wherever you are, to be an international high rollers room.
Will he take you inside Crystal's Guide to Cultural Sensitivity?
We'll find out who's had a top night and what club they play for.
The rubber duck invasion imminent. What you can do to survive.
What about your early work, listeners? We want to hear about it.
Pancake-based restaurant fun.
Is your house now underwater? We'll find out what you can do about it. Are you a fat distraction? And... what? Is your name Jane Kennedy? Well, if it is, you'll be sitting in for the second hour of this fine show.
Jobs for Big Brother evictees.
And, of course, it's all coming up on Get This. That's right, where we'll be crossing live to the Prime Minister standing out the front of the building.
I gave it up after smoking for 18 years. It was the best health decision I've ever taken in my life.
Right, what exactly was he smoking?
Marijuana.
Oh.
Marijuana.
Okay, that's enough.
Get off.
Oh, The Cure, Why Can't I Be You? Good morning, everybody. It's Get This Around the Nation with myself, Tony Martin. Yes, Ed Cavalli's here.
Hello.
And pushing buttons, it's Richard Marsalem. Just push one at random, Rich.
How's that?
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, but could you push a button, please?
Puff, cow!
Okay, we're away.
It's a stiffy joke, the first one for the week.
And thank you, Frank Butcher, for contributing.
I'm enjoying the Viagra and lentil soup this morning.
Oh, so what's on the menu today?
Viagra and lentil soup.
Yeah.
And we've got the steel knox and cheese salad roll.
Oh, so we'll get some painting done.
Absolutely right.
Fantastic. What about cigarettes?
No cigarettes
in here. No cigarettes inside. Mm-hmm. From 1st July, that's yesterday, Victoria, New South Wales, obviously up in Queensland, they know what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
I don't think this happens till November in South Australia.
Mm.
Did you see a lot of people just standing out the front over the weekend?
There was people, a lot of people just standing out the front smoking in the manner of the postman always rings twice.
Oh,
spider
really?
Came in from the cold. A lot of, because it's winter, so there's a lot of coats, hats and smoking. A lot of sort of cloak and dagger going on, I thought.
Now, do these people realise that they could still have a smoke indoors if they happen to be invited to the international high rollers room at a casino?
And how do I get involved? How do I get involved? Just a monocle? Sport a monocle and fling a 20 to somebody? In I go.
But this is the way around it, I reckon.
Why? They still have to smoke in there?
Yeah, that's right.
Why do they get to smoke?
Oh, because they're rich and, you know, they know people at the government, obviously.
Yeah, they know people. They know people.
But it's starting to make the news. Have a listen to this.
The ban makes it illegal to smoke in all pubs and clubs, the only exception being the International High Rollers Room at the city's generic casino. Casino manager Ron Throsby.
Oh, look, I don't think Australians are going to be too put out if some bloke from, say, China wants to come out here and spark up a cigarette in the privacy, the sanctity, the sealed atmosphere of the International High Rollers Room.
But isn't this sealed room exactly what regular pubs and clubs have been asking for?
Yeah, but your local pub doesn't have an International High Rollers Room, does it?
Until now. Dave Butcher is the bar manager of Wollongong's Kershaw Arms.
Well, this is our new Mecca. Can you switch that music over, mate? So, this is our new International High Rollers Room. Please help yourself to a martini and parmo. Oh, I'll tell you what, just as well we've bolted down the tin for the spastic kiddies, I've heard the Ocean's 11 mob could be through later.
But Mr. Butcher, apart from that old bloke talking to himself at the bar dressed as a croupier and that Doug Parkinson lookalike dismantling an engine block on what looks to be a hand-drawn blackjack table, isn't this just your standard front bar?
Have you checked out the dice-shaped urinal cakes and the gents?
Where are the international high rollers?
Oh, well, that bloke with the scratchy tickets over at the pool table, I think he might be Vietnamese. Oh, and here comes one of our whales.
Oh, Dave, can we switch over from Jean de Florette to the trots? I'll be getting back to the Côte d'Azur to hook up with Robbie Williams and Princess Mary. Oh, shit, Les has just won $1 million in the trivia comp.
Back at the casino, Ron Throsby continues to defend the policy.
What about murder?
Would you condone murder?
Oh, look, I don't think Australians are going to kick up too much of a stink if some bloke from China wants to come out here and say, murder three people in the privacy of the International High Rollers Room.
A view that has since spread to the wider community.
When police entered the house where the killing spree occurred, they discovered what they described as a makeshift International High Rollers Room.
And when members of the CIB raided this drug deal in progress atop a multi-story car park in the city, they found three men using a portable International High Rollers Room in an attempt to evade prosecution.
Step away from the roulette wheel.
What about gambling? Would you condone gambling in the International High Rollers Room?
No, of course we wouldn't. It's just somewhere to have a quiet smoke.
What was that? Is that a new comedy sound effect on the end of that tone?
Yeah, it's just freshly imported.
Well, how what do you call that one tone? Which
I don't know. I was really looking for the old two Ronnies, the old but we just couldn't find it. I don't think it's called the two Ronnies thing.
You've run out of voices, Tone. You've run out of.
I certainly have. Back in about 1991.
Because there's
you've
that one there.
Just realised.
There's this one there. You know, you wondered that there's that guy.
Is that bloke there?
Yeah. Is that bloke there? And then...
I like the news guy. Oh, yeah. Throsby. Is it Throsby?
I just love the name Throsby, but look, we're lingering at the
same. Sounds like you're Kevin Rudd. That Throsby sounds like you're Kevin Rudd.
Yeah, they all sound like my Kevin Rudd.
It's good though.
All right, what about this bloke? He'll be in here in a moment. If you want to smoke, declare where you are to be an International High Rollers Room, and you're sorted. Let's get on with the program. More in a moment. I'll get this. That's Powderfinger, Lost and Running. It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Of course it is. Hope everyone had a good weekend. Obviously, in some parts of the country, you're underwater, obviously, in Gippsland. Have a look at these people.
How are they going?
That is a two-canoe garage. That's what they've got installed. Maybe some of these joints could be turned into, venues for the swimming. Is that a possibility?
Not a bad idea, Tone.
Small towns could suddenly be hosting massive swimming regattas.
The men's 400 metres goes from your house. You've got to touch the shop and then come back with a Chico roll in your mouth.
Did you tell me you've got some swimming news? That doesn't sound like us.
Swimming news, Tone.
Yeah.
Swimming news.
Sports. Swimming news. Fantastic.
Absolutely right. Weekend sports news. Jeff Hugel, Tone, your favourite swimmer.
I don't know.
Do you remember, what was your favourite stroke of his, Tone?
Is that a real name, Jeff Hugel?
Yeah, it's a real name.
Write that one down for sketches in the future.
That's brilliant.
Bar manager Jeff Hugel. That's a beauty. Jeff Hugel on the bugle.
Look, here he is, the former golden boy of Australian swimming, although he only ever obtained a silver medal. Said that he was involved because he jumped the queue in a after leaving a nightclub in Brisbane over the weekend.
Nightclub, of course.
Yeah, of course. Police said he jumped the queue, Jeff Hugel said it was an unfortunate incident. But on the plus side, it's the first time he's ever come in first.
Nicely done.
Ah, there it is.
Oh,
that's the water I need to wash myself clean of that joke.
Okay.
Will I ever be clean again?
We should point out that it's a recording. There is nothing illegal going on
washing
in this studio.
Washing the Hugel off. Wow. That's better.
I can give you something fresh to wash off if you want.
Yeah, please.
Congratulations to Princess Mary. Okay. Who they christened their baby on the weekend.
Lovely. I thought you were going to say she's done something interesting.
Well, and they've called the baby Isabella, or as we call her on this show, Isabella. Okay, I'll get the sprinkler.
Give yourself a sprinkle down. Both sides, just the muscle.
It's a sprinkled shower.
Oh, God.
We need one of those showers that they give the dudes after they've been working down in the nuclear reactor for that gag, Rich.
How many people have said to me, look, I know you guys have pointed out that that is probably the worst lyric in the history of singing. Ella, Ella, Ella.
A.
But then, unquote, then people will go, yeah, but it doesn't seem as bad when you're watching the video.
That's so true.
How many people have said that to me?
So true.
Once you're distracted by the tale, you're not bothered by the repetition of the Ellas and the A's.
See, when the video director gets the song and he listens to it, he goes, all right, Ella, Ella, A, goes on for 4.5 minutes.
Mm. We're going to need close-ups on Norks, all right? I'm going to need 6 angles on Norks, or this thing ain't going to fly.
It's got to be a Norgorama if we're going to get away with this nonsense. Movie talk.
Transformers.
I'm not sure if we have time for movie talk because our producer, Nikki, has had to run out of the room.
Disappeared.
Possibly to have a baby. I don't know.
She's always doing that.
Just several vats of soup in her wake. I'm not sure if
this morning she was scratching her belly. There's a baby inside there. Well, she says it's a baby.
Yeah.
It could be anything.
What do you say? Three pack of CDs.
It's a station promotion.
What will Nikki give birth to? You could win it.
That's a good promotion.
Is it an iPod?
Nope.
Is it the new album from Dean Geyer?
Incorrect. It's the cast of Sea Patrol.
The most expensive drama ever made.
Yep.
And they're all in grey overalls. Mm. Is that a good look?
Great look. Mm. Expensive look.
Are we getting Josh Lawson, Chefo?
We are.
In here
Friday
on the show. Friday's show. We speak exclusively to Chefo. In you come, Nikki.
Come on, Nikki.
Yeah.
Another soup run.
Soon she heard something about she was giving birth to some CDs. And bang, up the stairs.
Okay. I'm going to sizzle pancake restaurant-based fun. That's coming up next.
That's coming up and movie talk because I heard a sentence, a very interesting sentence on the television last night during a commercial break.
Which was?
Are you in the mood to rent Norbert?
Ouch.
You'd have to have a log hard look at yourself if that
really,
were the case.
Really?
Gee, I don't know. Am I in the mood to rent Norbert? I'm not sure.
I mean, I could just saw my own arm off. I might give that a crack.
I'm still trying to put my Alo collection together. That other ad's told me to do that. Now I've got to think if I'm in the mood to watch Norbert. All right, you saw the Transformers over
I did.
The just one bit of sizzle. Did they have the song? Find out next. Next on Get This. That's Split Ends. I got you here at Get This around the nation on Triple M. Brought to you, as you probably know, by the Nissan Navara and its massive pulling power. If you had to give that thing back now?
Yeah, they asked for it back.
How long did you have it?
You crash it through one shop window and they ask for it back.
I was just trying to get onto the news.
Look, if the pawn shops want to close and I need something, they've got to be prepared for that. I've sent them letters.
How does the Navara go through your lounge room? I mean, obviously, we don't want to encourage it.
No. What happens is you crash through the lounge room. People, what is going... Wait a second, look at that car. Hey, thank you very much.
My house is written off, but look at that increased pulling power.
We had a Mini Cooper in here the other week and it looked horrible. Now, Tony, one of my favourite sights in the world just happened.
Oh, yeah.
You running.
Yeah, I know.
Brilliant.
It's always to the amusement of the sales department. I'm trying to load a clip in. Has that clip come through? Aboriginal policy is called, Rich. You just sing out if it comes through during
you,
this break.
Have you come up with something, have you, Tony?
No, it's a serious bit of news. You've got that there because I was wondering what's going on up the territory.
You could have gone.
With that business.
Mm.
You enjoying me pretending I'm not puffed?
Yep.
Let's have a listen to what they were saying last night.
The federal government says more police may be needed for its intervention in Aboriginal communities, but the Indigenous Affairs Minister admits the Northern Territory won't be able to afford to employ the officers 6 months from now.
Oh, that's all right. The election will be over by then.
Absolutely right.
It won't be a problem. No one will remember.
Fend for themselves.
What else is going on now? Did that bloke, the Roswell bloke, Mr. Mars, what was the story? He died a year ago.
He's something like a PR officer, or he was like a press officer at the time of the Roswell, apparently, aliens crashing into a mountain or something.
Yeah, incident. So there was a corpse and it looked a bit like Celine Dion. It was in the papers for a while there.
Horrifying footage.
Yes.
Well, they did find out that autopsy footage.
Yes.
That was obviously fake.
Mm.
But this guy, he wrote like a bit of an affidavit and he said, open it a year after my death or something to that effect.
Yeah.
And they opened it and he said, no, I saw bodies. And we also examined some materials from some sort of spacecraft that we couldn't quite put our finger on exactly what the substance was.
Yeah, but if you're going to leave an envelope to be opened a year after your death, I mean, you're going to be saying all kinds of stuff, are you?
Absolutely right. That's a carte blanche.
Yeah.
I am Jesus.
Yeah, J.D. Salinger was working here at Triple M in the record library for 25 years. Nobody knew about it. I mean, wouldn't you say stuff like that?
I don't know if I'd go J.D. Salinger, but I'd say somebody.
Cormac McCarthy? Who are you thinking of?
John Stevens.
Yeah.
All right, so he's opened it up, and is there any proof in the envelope, or just
no? It's just his. But he's the last
alien dust.
He was the only person who was involved directly with the incident to actually speak out about it and go the other way, say that actually we didn't cover it up. It was fair dinkum.
Right.
It was actually alien bodies.
Well, then where's like the photographs that don't look like they've been made by the cast of the Curiosity Show? Then
where are they?
Where are they? Wouldn't you've got one? Wouldn't have been something. You just need some more sizzle in that envelope, buddy.
He's right. That's nothing.
You would have taken a photo, a shrunken head, a piece of skin, anything.
I would have taken a sketch on a napkin. I'll take that. At this point, I'll take that.
I mean, because, you know, fake something up if you have to. I mean, look, you saw the Transformers on the weekend. How good did they look?
Ooh.
Well, it's hard to tell. Mm. See, I always think that the technology is still a bit sus. Like in Splash, right?
Yeah.
When Tom Hanks married a mermaid.
Mm.
Full frontal mermaid action.
Because somebody went and built a mermaid.
Someone built a mermaid.
But once it's in the computer, oh, a lot of panning off, a lot of blurriness.
It looks a bit like Flintstones Viva Rock Vegas, sorry to say.
Yeah.
Slightly less Stephen Baldwin. Because you get the, because when the Transformers are on, you think, all right, Transformers, time to transform, time to start hitting people. That's all I want. But, unfortunately, you've got to cop the chick from Headland, who's meant to be the world's greatest scientist. And do you remember when I called you, Tony, the day after I'd seen it?
Yeah, you weren't impressed.
No, I wasn't. And I said, Rachel Taylor's in it. And do you remember what you said to me, Tony?
No, I don't.
You said, without missing a beat, you said, she able to transform herself into a decent actress, Ed?
Oh, did I say that?
Of course you did.
Is she a bit Nicole Kidman, Days of Thunder?
Oh, very. Touch of the kids about her. Absolutely right. And also this kid, the main kid, Shia LaBeouf, who's meant to be the new Tom Hanks. Let's see him act with a dog, Turner and Hooch style. Rich, you know what I'm saying?
He couldn't do it.
Yeah, that's the real test of acting.
So it's a little bit Hulk smash, is it? You just want more?
Yeah, that's what you want. Instead, there's romance all the time. Right. It's just romance. You know, there are giant robots trying to kick each other in the face.
Mm.
And Michael Bay's down here, you know, with the nerd trying to pick up the hot chick.
I was talking to someone who also saw the film and they said that for half the film, they're not aware that the Decepticons are bad guys, even though they've got the word deception in their actual title.
Absolutely.
And they're
right.
Quite surprised when they turn out to not be all that they
they're
said
really,
they were.
They're flummoxed. And at the start of the film, Shia LaBeouf is trying to flog all his grandfather's old gear, like antiques, literally from the 1840s, and in a classroom going, oh, I need $20 to finish my car payments. Who's going to give me $20 for these priceless antiques? And he leaves, and obviously no one wants to buy his stuff. He goes home. He's like, oh, I'm really sorry, Dad. I just didn't get the money to help pay off that car. And his dad's like, well, until you learn the value of money, son, I'm not going to give you any more handouts. All right, I better go to my room. Closes his door, trips over a foosball table that he has, and a giant set of, a basketball set. He's got three computers in there. Hello, Shia. Maybe the foosball table might get a bit of coin, bro.
That's like when Steve Martin was living in that mansion in Father of the Bride, running
Nike.
Running Nike, going, how am I going to pay for my daughter's wedding?
Yeah, he doesn't have $50 for napkins. Just use $100 bills, Steve.
All right, well, that's our film
review. And the old adage of, don't worry, guys, the hot chick will totally be into you. Once she realises that the rich, attractive hunk is a total loser and that your awkward clamouring for her boobies while she's in your car is exactly what she's after. It's all going to work out. I was a nerd in high school. I got nothing. You know, they wanted dudes who were good at football. My intricate sort of deconstruction of press gang didn't get me nothing. Does not work.
But is the theme song in there?
No.
All right, you're going to have to sing it, Mr. Marsden.
I'm not a Transformers guy.
At every screening, we want you there.
Oh, okay. All right, okay.
Go on, give it some.
I actually don't even know the theme song.
You sang it all last year on the show.
You mean You've Got the Touch?
Yeah.
You've Got the Touch. They haven't got a new version of that. You've Got the Power.
It's been replaced by Linkin Park.
Oh, no.
Linkin Park.
Now I need the sprinkler on. Okay, that's films out of the way.
Yeah, that's that.
But what about other stuff over the weekend? There was some kind of football.
Oh, there was.
There was a couple of natural disasters.
Heaps of that.
All kinds of mad gear. We'll get to it next.
Get this.
Just when you thought you'd seen the worst of those Nigerian money scams, something like this comes along.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
Triple M, the home of Get This around the nation. That's what it is. What was going on there?
Oh, I was saying that to Nikki that I don't want a wife because anything I ever hear about them is that they nag. Any ad or anything you ever see, it's just them telling a bloke to go and fix something. So right. I was saying, Nikki, I don't want one. And then I was doing a mime to describe the one that I'd like.
Oh, okay. And also, I noticed the booty bank is open at Zoo Magazine.
Okay.
This is good stuff.
Here we go.
What?
Marsland, talk us through it.
Okay, the booty bank, obviously, it's in Zoo Magazine.
It is indeed.
Now, I'm just going to frame this. Promotions department, whenever we walk past them, they kind of look at us as these strange creatures that refuse to sort of get sewn into the same uniform together or, eat stuff on air or whatever it is or go and stand in cold water with footballers.
That's right.
They don't like us.
Our podcast figures cut no sway.
Yeah, no dice. So we have come up with a rock solid FM radio promotion that's going to get the nation... Who knows what Angela Bishop's going to say about this one?
So the booty bank is basically just photos of girls sort of arching their back, poking their bum out.
Yep.
G-strings.
I don't know if they're arching their back, Richard, but...
Yeah, a lot of them are.
It's nice that you've thrown that in.
Yeah.
It's just ass work. They're building up a database
okay, this is
of asses. What do they intend to do with it?
Use it against us. But listen... Richard, your idea is...
The idea is I think maybe we should have a campaign to get a guy to put to have his first, you know, to have a guy's bum in the booty bank.
Sneak a guy's bum into the booty bank.
A guy who has a particularly feminine behind.
Yeah.
Okay.
To see if he can get one past the people
at
the
zoo. You're listening right now and you're sitting on a petite seat, you know, girlish in nature, I'm looking at you, Martin, then...
I have no ass.
This is what I'm saying. So we'll put a G-string on you, Martin, and then we've got it, but the listeners need to let us know that it's them.
Yeah.
So they have to put a little mark, like a little tattoo of Richard's face a sketch of Richard's face on their ass,
and they have to send it directly to Zoo Magazine, not to us.
We don't want it.
Otherwise, this guy's.
We don't want it.
Yeah.
So, what's the promotional element, Rich?
The promotional element is if you can get it past Zoo, if your bum looks feminine enough to get in the booty bank, you'll get a copy of a legal download.
Our limited edition album.
See, that sucks. We need something better. If you can get your ass into the, if you can deposit your ass into the booty bank, little sketch of Richard's face on it, then
hang on.
No, that's so we know it's them. It could be anyone.
Oh, so it's like a watermark.
Yeah. You're a little
because you can't tell if it's a guy or a girl.
Sketch of Richard's face.
Okay, so, we'll think of a prize, a good one during this song.
Yeah.
Oh, and we don't have a song queued up, so Rich, you're going to have to sing.
In the sun we found to be reflections of a sound.
Yeah, this'll do. It's Triple M. Talk Back Mountain next. That's Silverchair, Reflections of a Sound, here at Get This on Triple M. And podcast 98 goes up today.
That's a bit gay.
Steady on.
Jeez, the kids don't like it.
Hey. I'll tell you what it is. It's the Seth cast, finally.
Ah, Seth Rogen from Knocked Up.
Yes, Knocked Up. I think that finally opens this
July 5th.
That's an actual funny movie. Yeah. And fans of that whole crew, finally that podcast will be going up today. Podcast 97 still up there.
What's in there, Tone?
Chris Taylor. I know the Chaser like fans. Taylor. A lot of them missed it. That's mostly in their unnecessary garnishing when restaurants go mad. What's more interesting than Paris? Yobbo's up.
Because I remember when restaurants go mad, going particularly poorly. How's it made the podcast?
Oh, it's been cleaned up a bit. Still goes poorly, but it's over quicker. Time to climb Talkback Mountain. Oh, Maddie D on the pots and pans. Maddie is, he's so unhappy with himself.
Why?
Because you know that thing at the beginning of the show about International High Rollers Room? Like, that was actually still being mixed down while we were doing that segment.
Wow.
Like, we were padding so that the...
See, if I knew what mixed down meant, I'd be really impressed right now.
And I had to let Tony know on air silently. It's just a combination of semaphore flags and everything to let him know that the sketch was in and ready.
But it wasn't finished.
Oh, what was wrong?
It was actually... Because there was a burp missing.
Ah, is that what happened?
And when the bloke goes...
Is that when the bloke...
Refers to the... He goes, here comes one of our whales. Mm. And there was a slight gap and then the bloke just went... Oh,
yeah, I thought that was weird.
And I went back in and Maddie's just... He's flailing himself like the monk... in the Da Vinci Code, just going to burp should have been. He's not happy with himself.
Come on, Maddie.
You'll be right, Maddie. We'll get it in for the replay. It'll be back for the podcast.
No worries,
we'll
brother.
Bury the bodies. It won't be on the report. It won't be in the meeting. Or it'll be mentioned late in the meeting. You'll be fine.
So loosen that Solis belt, Maddie Dower, and chillax.
Top nights. Who's had a top night over the weekend? All kinds of stuff. Did New Zealand have its ass kicked in the football? Did that happen? See, only Nicky Hamilton would know. Where did we go wrong? What have we done? Have they dropped the haka? Ever since they replaced it with the Ork anthem.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Not up to scratch.
Opening number HMAS Pinafore doesn't have the same threatening tone.
Okay, I don't know what was going on there. I didn't really have what I'd call a top night on the weekend because I'm just working on DVD of the year. Barjas Old Days, hopefully, world record for Easter eggs, up to 17. Chris Taylor from The Chaser here last week.
Yeah.
It's hard to ask someone just in casual conversation how many Easter eggs are on their DVD.
It is hard, Tone. It's hard to bring up.
But he did reveal 14. I've gone, yes!
Cop that.
17.
Cop that.
It's going to be the record. Can't vouch for quality.
Tone, you showed me some of them on a preview one you had on Friday.
Yeah.
Some hilarious stuff.
Yeah. Some hilarious early 90s fashions, that's for sure.
And the greatest piece of sketch comedy acting by one Rob Sitch is Uncle Sam, you are ever lucky to see.
Oh, yes. The 1992, that's how long ago it was, Street Theatre Awards has finally been remastered for DVD. And for all the Late Show fans who have been demanding the Four Kinsmen.
Oh, yes.
Singing Cop Killer in the style of The Green Door. Well, it's there at last.
And some of the most beautiful wattle-coloured silk shirts on you, Tony Martin. I mean, they are holding up.
I inherited those from Simon Gallagher. That's how low the wardrobe budget was.
Top Night Tone was my birthday on the weekend. And I invited you and you were otherwise occupied. I think you said you had a family commitment and if you could escape a certain suburb and the 1950s, you'd be there.
There's always family trouble. We time it for the weekend.
I know you do. But we went to, I forced everyone, I have a tradition for my birthday is I force all my friends and family to go to the world's worst restaurant.
Mm.
And I outdid myself. I said to everyone, we're going to go to a pancake-based restaurant. Is that okay, Rich?
Yep.
Because you told me I couldn't name them.
That's fine.
Okay, it's one of the lesser known ones.
Now, even better step away. See, this is good stuff. Lawyers bugger off. I'm not going to name them. So we got there and as soon as we sat down, the waitress came over and said, oh, guys, hi. How are you all? Welcome to this restaurant. I'm sorry we're really busy. And then just walked off. so no luck ordering any drinks or anything like that. And when the food came, he put it down in front of me, looked at me deep in the eyes and said, I'm sorry. And then walked away. But we spent 25 minutes trying to pick something that didn't have pancakes in it. Everything had pancakes. The steaks nestled in a bed of pancakes. The salad had pancake pieces all through it. The water came in a pancake funnel.
What's wrong with pancakes?
Nothing. They're delicious. It's all the other sort of bits of, you know, food that they try and chuck in with it. So, right. But it was a top night, Rich.
Yeah.
Because I got my presents.
All right. Staying at home, counting DVD Easter eggs, taking your friends deliberately to a bad restaurant.
Mm.
Mr. Marsland, can you top these for a top night?
Last night I watched a little bit of Entourage, some of the new episodes of that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Did anyone go outside?
Anyone? No, I certainly didn't. But I realised something about Entourage, and I know that it's got a lot of fans.
Full of hot chicks.
And it is a really good show, lots of hot chicks and great writing and good performances.
Another one of these HBO shows. Mm.
The problem is with Entourage is that even if everything goes wrong, they're still multimillionaires sleeping with supermodels.
That's right.
You know, like every episode ends with them rocking and high-fiving each other. But in Deadwood, if something goes wrong, Dan pulls out your eyeball from
their
head.
Again, and then you're fed to the pigs.
Yes, very exactly. True. Very
that's no true. Top night. No top nights at Deadwood. Dice.
All right.
Okay. Surely the listeners could top these feeble anecdotes. Mm. You must have had a top night over the weekend. The bar is low. Call us now, 1-3-3-5-3. Smash Mouth. They're a believer here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. We're simply asking, did you have a top night over the weekend? A fair bit of trouble on the phones. I think the entire radio station has just driven under a bridge. Do we have anyone on the line we can speak to?
Nathan's managed to get through. G'day, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you guys?
We are excellent, sir. Talk us through your top night.
Well, I had a night in, similar to you guys, and I sat down and watched the first season of Arrested Development.
Good on you.
Dizzy stuff, folks.
Wow.
Good on you, Nathan.
And did you enjoy it?
Oh, I loved it, yep, since Will Arnett was on the show the other day and, yeah, just got straight into it and loved it.
What was your favourite bit?
Probably Tobias's fire sale.
What did he do there?
This is when he's auditioning.
Yes.
David Cross, as Tobias is auditioning for an ad,
yeah.
And he misunderstands the text of like, it's a fire sale, everything's got to go, as being a drama.
Where he thought it was a fire, not a fire sale.
That's right, yeah.
I like the one where someone tells Tobias to get his acting career off the ground, he needs to create water cooler talk.
That's right.
So he breaks into a film studio and just stands by their water cooler going, what about that Tobias Fünke? Every time somebody walks past.
Good on you, Nathan.
Yes,
and
top.
Last night, actually, so I'll just stop you there.
Do it.
Last night, I watched the final season of Frontline as well.
That's a top old view.
I saw a certain cameo from one Tony Martin, Mick Malloy.
Oh, very poor acting there. Very undizzy stuff, that.
Yeah, and your tone.
And Steve Bisley doing fine work. Yeah, using a lot of actual lines from a genuine member of the television industry. Maybe Jane Kennedy will be able to shed some light on that.
Absolutely right. Hey, thanks for the call, Nathan.
I'm scrambling for bombshells.
G'day, Alan. How are you?
Good, thanks, fellas, and yourselves.
Excellent, mate. What did you get up to?
I watched reruns of Police Ton 7.
Oh, how come?
Why is that?
And the Polynesian fellow was on yesterday in the back of the car going, how come?
It's caught on. I find people are just saying it to us everywhere we go.
My whole family, that's all they do. That's all they say. My partner just absolutely is ropeable because she's just had enough of it.
Our show tends to do that to people. Yeah, well, okay, right. An evening in front of the drunken New Zealanders on Foxtel.
Did anyone go outside?
Alex, how are you?
Oh, good, thanks. How are you doing?
Excellent, mate. What did you do on the weekend?
Well, let's see, it was my birthday.
Oh.
Son wished me a happy birthday. I got depressed. I figured, can't get any worse than this. So I got drunk with a bottle of Southern Comfort, watched nuclear war films, Threads, followed closely by The Day After, passed out.
This is dizzy stuff, folks.
It's a lot there.
I want to party with you, Alex. no one wished you a happy birthday. Nobody.
No.
You know what I like to think, Alex? I like to think of you giving yourself a surprise party, opening all the presents of just things around your own house that you've wrapped up for yourself.
And do you share a birthday with Edward Cavalli?
No.
You're the 30th, dude?
Yeah, I'm a 30th something.
Yeah.
36 or 37.
Oh,
know, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
It was a bad day. I just give it up, forget about it, move on.
Yeah, fair enough.
What do you got planned for this week? Surely things are on the upswing now.
Oh, let's see. I plan to get out and... Look, I just sitting in the house and watching nuclear war films.
Yeah, it sounds like that's the theme.
That's, well... It's,
Can you recommend any happy ones? Are there any happy ending nuclear war films?
Any happy ones? Oh,
War Games with Matthew Broderick. That ends happily, doesn't it?
There's
a way to turn things around. All right, do we have anyone not quite so depressed as that man?
Not quite so into a nuclear winter. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Oh, really well. How are you guys?
Excellent, mate. What did you get up to?
Oh, well, I got really G'd up on the weekend. There was going to be a massive party out of my friend's place with a lot of girls, and I've rocked up, and I got the wrong week. The party's this week, not last week.
This is dizzy stuff, folks.
And, Chris, did you show up with, a six-pack of West Coast Cooler in your hand, ready to party?
Oh, yeah, I've got the old crocodile coolers there. Out all the other wonderful wines, everything to impress the girls, and instead ended up having a glass of red by myself with a sleeping tablet to knock myself out for later.
Did you go the Stilnox?
Stilnox, I've been told that those have got somewhat adverse effects. So
oh, no, you get a lot done.
Yeah.
We got an entire podcast edited on Stilnox and our sleep in here.
People get a lot of action on Stilnox, Chris. A lot of action.
Yeah, or so they think.
Hey, can you call us back next Monday? Tell us how you went at the party.
Oh, will do, guys.
Oh, good on you, man. Godspeed, Godspeed. All right, then.
This is a very sorry bunch.
I'm really starting to get to know our listeners here.
I know what they're into.
It's like some kind of helpline, this show. All right. Hello, Dave. How are you?
G'day, guys. I'm good. Thanks for making driving buses in Brisbane that little bit more insane. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Oh, we love to get the insanity out on the public transport. There's not enough of it.
So what were you up to, man? What did you do?
Oh, actually, I drove the Lions bus into the Gabba along the busway.
Oh, yeah.
Did two trips, parked our buses up and went and got paid to have Chinese for the night.
Fantastic.
This is dizzy stuff, folks.
At least he's outdoors, Ed.
That's almost football, Dave. That's as close as we've ever come to having someone live on the ground at football. Someone who drove them there. Good on you, bro.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call.
That is a lot of action. That's as good as it gets. That is a top night. Free fun, though.
I can't work out who I'd rather hang out with. The guy with the nuclear films drinking himself into oblivion or the bloke driving people to the footy.
The guy with the ADs on the DVD.
It's not bad.
He's all right.
The guy showing up at your house. Even the party, guys. Come on, mate. My 21st was 3 years ago.
Well, there's some sizzle for next week, but hey, in the next hour, someone we love to see. She doesn't get out very often like ourselves, but she's here today. Jane Kennedy.
Get this.
We need an apology from those three stooges, and we need their resignation.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
What I want, cause I can, if I don't, because I wanna.
The Rock continues at AAA,
ignored by the stiff and the bored, because I'm gonna.
And thanks to the increased pulling power of the Nissan Navara, what a 4x4, look who we've managed to drag out of the house and into the stewed, it's Jane Kennedy.
Oh, wow, I'm so excited to be here. I'm
really?
So happy to be out of my house.
Welcome.
Yay.
Our listeners, well, if you can go by Talkback Mountain, rarely leave the house.
No, they don't.
That's Did you have fun. A top night over the weekend, Joe?
What do you reckon? No.
Those little monsters getting you down?
Hideous.
Really?
I've got some tips, though. I know most sensible people wouldn't have five children.
No.
But it's school holiday time coming up for everyone.
Oh, right.
And that's a really bad time. Especially, you know, if you're working and you go, what do I do with these children everywhere? So I took my kids on a great excursion. Here's a tip for everyone. I took them to Garden Shed World.
Really?
Oh, and I can elaborate on that. Do you
Please
have to
do.
Go
that,
somewhere?
No, that was beautiful. That's like forward promoting. That's proper radio.
I'm forward promoting our trip to Garden Shed World.
Fantastic. Visit to Garden Shed World. I'll tell you what we'll be talking about in this hour. People's early work.
Yes.
We've all got a few skeletons in the closet.
Oh, yeah.
We've had a first-hand account of some of your early work,
yes,
Jane Kennedy.
Yes, we have.
What's going on in here? Yeah.
We'll find out in this hour of Get This.
You boys.
Oh, that'd be yes, would it? Owner of a lonely heart. Very quickly faded at the end there.
Well done.
Getting on with business. Mr. Marsland's the second hour of Get This, in case you're wondering, on Triple M. Yes, Jane Kennedy's here.
Thanks for having me.
She has a number of children.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised she has time to go anywhere.
I really planned to come out, I tell you, for this. Because, yes, yesterday I found myself going, wow, how am I going to fill in 3 hours for the countdown till, you know, first of all, I can have a drink and then they can all toddle off to bed and then I have, you know, my night to myself. We're thinking of getting a cubby house.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm looking it up on the internet and, you know, sure, the asbestos one's had its day.
It has.
We thought we better pull that one down. Yeah. And apparently you have to treat pine with something these days. I don't know what it is, but pine used to be bad. But now it's okay because you treat it with something.
Yes.
So
contempt.
I can treat it with contempt.
Do they do that thing with the cubby houses on the internet like with normal houses? Is the mirrors on all the walls so they look
They
bigger?
Do try to jazz it up a bit, you're
only,
right.
Only a view from the balcony.
That's right. And everything's an added extra.
Of course.
Really?
Like
a rope swing?
Rope swing and the telescope and the pirate's wheel, okay?
Five, though. It's a cubby house for five.
It will be, yes. Wait, hang on, there'll be ample room.
You guys aren't building it. You're buying it
already.
No,
you see, at Garden Shed World, they have these cubbies already constructed and you just pick out which one you want and the components you want. Mm. And you can have it as a kit home and build it yourselves, but seriously, do you think me and Rob are going to build a cubby house?
Right.
Not in a million years.
Fair enough.
So we get it sort of already, the basis of it constructed. So we get there. And it's really raining a lot.
Yes.
So it's wet and it's really cold. And the kids just jump out there, just couldn't be more excited. They go, Mum, this is the best place in the world, Mum.
Garden Shed World.
Can we live here?
Forget time zone.
Yeah.
Shed World.
Forget time zone. Garden Shed World. Because it has lots of fountains and water that they can get soaked in.
Wow.
There was a sort of trampoline in the middle of nowhere that they thought that was a ripper and so yeah.
Is there a sort of a room full of coloured balls?
No, not that. I don't let them go. That's the only thing I won't let them go in.
Because kids pee in it?
Well, they spew in it or they, you know, the germs everywhere. They lick the balls.
They spew in it?
They spew. It's just... You know, that's just don't go
image.
Near the balls. Don't go near them. There's a lesson.
See, this is just more stuff that means that we're not going to have children in here, Jane.
Having to
you
pick
are
up
so
a,
not.
Having to pick up a kid covered in spew balls.
Oh, that's bad.
Awful.
Yeah. It's bad.
You'd be used to that, though, wouldn't you, Jane?
I am. But we're also on this healthy cooking kick at the moment. Because
right.
We went to the dentist and didn't get a great report. Juice, apparently, is the killer.
Is that right? Because it's full of...
Sugar,
of course. That was
sugar, there you go.
Yes, you were fooled into thinking that it was good for
us. But when you say juice, you mean actual juice?
Yes, the actual, like, apple juice. Mm. It's just pure sugar.
Wait, do you mean like if I was to juice, let's say Richard and I were together and we juiced an apple and then we drank that apple?
Yes, that would be if you were like living in the country and I was like mummy with an apron saying, come children, mummy will juice by hand, give me the apples and I'll make instant juice. No, I actually buy it in a bottle.
Ah, there it is.
And that's the problem.
What have we learned here? Fruit bad for you.
Well, juice bad, but it's healthy eating we're trying to encourage.
Okay.
And this is a product of working in the television industry, which I have for a long time. My kids have grown up with us being on the telly and friends of ours, Eddie Maguire's on the telly, and they go, oh, who's Eddie talking to now? Very casually, George Gregan. I'm doing a bit of name dropping. He's
great. Right. We love a name drop.
He was playing the football and he'd been over, you know, the day before, and they go, oh, that was pretty good. Good on you, George. You know, they're very blasé about it all. So with this healthy eating kit, we go,
my daughter said, "Mum, I think we could write a cookbook and then we could go and talk about it on radio and television and be famous."
That's a good idea.
And Josh said, "And then we could actually have a cooking show, Mum, and you could just produce it."
Yeah.
What? I want to star in it, you crazy children.
One of the kids is wheeling in a whiteboard. Yes, I've got some pictures here. We'll have a blue sky. We've done some insight mining. I've been in the energy tank all
afternoon.
They're
keen of us. So here are our healthy. I bought one.
What are we having?
These are healthy Honey Joys.
What's a Honey Joy?
It's cornflakes.
He's bouncing up and down on his chair like a six-year-old.
Okay, so what we've got?
Cornflakes, but organic, healthy cornflakes. Yeah. A bit of Manuka honey, which is good honey. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some butter and a little bit of molasses or something for sweetness.
Or something. Molasses or something.
Something.
What's the mystery ingredient here?
Oh, I think it's apple juice concentrate. It's really? Not as bad.
Well, Jane, I'm fussy Ed. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
now?
When I just don't want someone to hand me something and say this has got something in it.
Well, it's
take
not,
that.
It's not got drugs in it. It's all right. I'm going to poison you.
Well, we'll see. All right.
This man has a Bay Marie in our office with a diving board. That's how into food he is. Oh, hang on. Well, yes. How many chef's hats, Mr. Cavalier?
Come on, my kids are listening. Mia and Josh.
Yeah, they've got a whole PR campaign prepared if this works.
I think it needs more Manuka.
All right. The hanging judge has spoken.
No, it's delicious.
Excellent.
All right, that's food out of the way.
Mm. Oh, goodness.
Stereo. Sounds good in the car. What about Jane Kennedy's early work?
Mm.
We usually have some, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
We've had so many great clips over the years. I'm surprised you bother coming in.
What is this?
Well, I think George McEncrow might have something from your past.
Please, it's not me singing, is it?
No, I don't think we have any footage, although maybe by the end of the song we will. Here, get this. Thank you, Linkin Park. Here at Triple M Around the Nation, it is Get This.
One bizarre brew.
Thank you, Mal. Jane Kennedy is with us.
Tone, that's the song that's playing. That Linkin Park song is the song playing when Rachel Taylor from Headland explains quantum physics to John Voight
in the Transformers movie. Right. Now you...
So there you go.
When it's a bit scary for my lot.
Oh, too scary. Yeah, what films
really,
have you
they
seen?
Did the Shrek 3 and they gave it the thumbs down.
Thumbs really? Down? Why was that?
Oh, just, you know, mining the whole Shrek concept.
Too many movie parodies.
Is that how they
parodies?
Put it? That was there?
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's played out, Mum. It's played out.
No, they say things like, oh, they've done that joke before, but with another character.
Oh, the kids don't miss anything.
Yeah, good.
They're good, so I'm waiting. Yeah, no, there's nothing else, not much chop on at the moment.
What's their favourite one? What's just constantly on the DVD?
Movie-wise, actually, the Brady Bunch movie.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's pretty funny.
It's very funny.
Yeah, they
movie.
Really love it. They love Alice keeps falling over and they love all the innuendo.
Yes. But they have no idea what the original Brady Bunch was,
no,
I'm assuming.
No, because I haven't shown them the original and they just think that the Jan character is hilarious.
Oh, I tell you who, the man who is a genius in my book is Gary Cole. Oh.
Yeah. See, why didn't he not win an Academy Award?
See, you don't get them for comedy.
That's insane.
But that is
and Shelley Long was brilliant as Carol Bailey.
Yeah.
So good.
But Gary Cole, the dad in the Brady Bunch movies, also the boss in Office Space.
Yes.
He is the boss in Office Space.
Right.
With his coffee mug. Still having sex with his coffee mug in his hand saying, okay. And also the voice of Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law, which you can see on the Cartoon Network.
Now, if all of these are too obscure, he's always in sort of your Anchormans and your Talladega Nights, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
He always pops up in these.
Good value.
But he's also, he does a lot of creepy work. So he was in, I think, that Frailty movie. And he was in
American
a Simple
Gothic.
Plan. Yeah, American Gothic as well.
Yeah,
you can't take him seriously anymore.
A series produced, Here's How Nerdish We Get, by Sean Cassidy. Remember Sean Cassidy?
Of course I remember.
I don't know.
Come on, everybody, get down and get with it.
Well, you'd remember David Cassidy.
Yes. Mm.
And who was Sean Cassidy? Was his brother?
Stepbrother. Same mother.
What a time. Try and explain that to your kids.
Well, there's my fantasy, seriously. Could I really have the Partridge Family on my hands? Hopefully.
And hang on a second.
Hey,
many do you
I
need?
Could be Mrs. Partridge.
Oh, how many do you need? Somewhere. You need six kids, do you?
No, I need five.
Five?
Need
five. You got
yes,
five. Who's
yes.
the Bonaducci? Who's going to end up beating up a transsexual prostitute getting a reality show?
Well, I better not name him. The fear of retribution when he gets to school. There could be one, yes. There could be one, and yeah, Mia would love to be Laurie Partridge.
This is a great idea.
It is.
Yeah. And I just need the bus. I'm happy about that.
Because you've got a musical history, Jade.
Yeah.
Very.
Hey, yeah, now what do you kids think when they see old clips of you. I mean, because I notice on YouTube, stuff we did 20 years ago is starting to show up. That thing, Five in a Row, is now on YouTube, where you were Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, they haven't seen that one. They've seen Funky Squad and they like that.
Oh right.
Yeah. So they say, I have a shooting stick in my hands. See, that's the PC I call guns in our house.
Very nice.
Shooting sticks and cigarettes are called smoking sticks.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, tell the kids that they shouldn't smoke, but if they have to, pop down the International High Rollers Room.
There you go. That's all they have to do. Only place that you can fag away.
Because our friend George McEncrow from the Brisbane Cage.
Yes, yeah. I'm aware of George. Yes, I knew her from a long time ago.
Well, she told me that you used to be in a band.
In a band. Let's find out what that's all about next on Get This. Everlasting Love, that's you two here at Get This, and Jane Kennedy is sitting in, and Ed Cavalier's just revealed he's just gotten Foxtel installed.
I'm so excited for you.
Jane says to me, oh, I only watch one channel, and I say, which channel is that? Which one did you say, Jane?
Lifestyle Food.
Mm. See, Ed likes the sound of that. He's getting the drool icicles.
That's why you surprise me, young Ed.
I think I know now what it's like to have a child. I've never felt such pride in my life, and I just want to go home and spend time with it.
I'm rapt to be on this day with you.
Thank you.
On the day you get Foxtel. You're just going to be in heaven.
24 hours of just food. Is that all it is?
Yeah, it's food. Yeah. It's cooking show after cooking show after
cooking. And what's the flagship one?
There is not one. There's not one. You know, there's plenty of Gordon Ramsay. There's plenty of Nigella.
I
just can't get enough of it.
Really?
Gordon Ramsay. What about this?
You see one like in markets where they go like, we're in the markets of Malaysia, and there's like street.
Yeah, hawker.
Oh, that's Hawker? All right, I'm into that.
Yeah, there's plenty of that.
Forget Gordon Ramsay. What about, has anything interesting happened with Gordon Brown yet? He's not going to be good for comedy, I'm getting the feeling.
I think he's had a bit of a rough start, don't you? Yeah, a few things on his plate, just to keep him on his toes.
Obviously, someone's going to be re-recording The Strangler's Golden Brown, changing it to Gordon Brown. But beyond that, I can't see much there. His name's good to say like this, Gordon Brown, as an exclamation.
That'll do me.
He's not giving us much.
I like that.
I've been looking for... sorry, I don't have the women's mags up here because I don't know if you really...
We have Zoo.
Do you have... Oh, sorry,
the
Jane.
Bank.
I know you're a new weekly buff like myself, but...
I know, I've given that the flick too.
Really?
Yeah, I've given
you
weekly.
This what happens when you have kids?
No, it's not. No, don't worry. I'm still reading Woman's Day and New Idea and all of them.
Good. Mm.
But it's just too many either fat celebrities and to revealing photos of, or really skinny celebrities every week.
Well,
and that's
what about this? For fat celebrities, a scam. Jessica Simpson has come up with what they're saying is a brilliant idea. Jess uses a decoy. She started hanging out with a really fat chick so that when she's seen coming out of somewhere by the paparazzi, they go, look how thin Jessica Simpson is looking.
That is a stroke of genius.
It's a great idea.
Mind you, brides have been using it for years.
Is that true? Oh, hang on. What do you mean, Ed? Ed claims that all of the couples in the picture
in the papers are
cousins that have married.
First cousins. I'm going to go so far as half brothers and sisters. I saw one on the weekend, and the caption said, "Oh, Phil was impressed by Karen's dancing at a nightclub, and he really hit it off." No, Phil met Karen in the womb 28 years ago.
Now, you've gone a little step too far on that whole theory on the bride photos thing in the paper on Sunday.
But what's your theory, Joan?
Well, if you're a bride, I think the idea is you get really quite plump bridesmaids. Is that not right?
And then put them in the worst colour possible, right?
Yeah, and put them in shocking frocks. And so, how stunning did the bride look. And so everyone's stunning. Just, don't say anything about any of the bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids don't fit in the cars. Don't mention the ballast on either side.
I thought that was what happens.
Yeah,
oh, well.
Sure.
Maybe I'm just...
No, I think that sounds very nice.
We still haven't heard about this band. This is the longest sizzle we've ever done.
I know why. Because seriously, there are good musicians in the band, except for me. Seriously.
We'll find out.
We've got to get some footage of this band. Mm. Maybe we will after this break.
Get this.
Talk about being 6 nanoseconds short of blast off. Get a life, cyber freaks.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
It's Get This around the nation on Triple M, courtesy the Nissan Navara with its huge pulling power. Jane Kennedy is with us. We were just talking, your theory about larger bridesmaids.
Oh, it's really rude. Sorry.
Nathan called in to say he calls it the Duff
the designated ugly fat friend. That is just appalling.
There's a worse saying.
Appalling.
We can't condone that.
Please, like I'm just going to wrench myself away from the whole image.
Up the duff. No, thank you. That's just, no, not on this show. Not on my watch.
We almost need a sprinkler for that. Wash ourselves clean.
Come on. Let's perk it all
Move
up.
Move on. What about your early work? That's what we're saying today. Tell us about your early work, Jane Kennedy. Yeah. What's happened with the George McEncrow connection? George on the Brisbane Cage comes on this program. Mm-hmm. What did she say?
She told me this morning that back in the day, Jane, you and George's brother were in a band called Highly Strung.
That is correct.
And he played violin. And what did you do?
I played guitar.
Yes.
Very poorly. In fact, the real other musician was Dan Warner, who is a well-known musician. And
let's go to the clip. Oh, we haven't got one.
Because Dan can sing and I couldn't, and he used to play guitar really well, and I would just literally have my guitar as a prop.
Right, but you can play the guitar, Jane.
Yeah, I can play D, A, and G. You know, a bit of that back and forth. It was days we were playing a lot of Neil Young, and I could do the easy sort of get away with it stuff, and Dan did the tricky bits.
Cinnamon Girl, did you do that one?
No, not Cinnamon Girl. No. We did Lot of Love.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys thought about getting the band back together to record a version of Rihanna's Umbrella?
I'd be very happy to do that, but I actually used to do Rihanna.
Oh, did I get that wrong? Sorry, I got that wrong, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
Is she the girl from Everybody's Talking About Aya, Aya, Aya? Was that her as well?
Well, seeing as she's about 12.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, she certainly didn't have a hit out when I was around.
I saw some great footage, which some Late Show fans flagged me of you as Stevie Nicks on The Late Show.
What was I thinking?
Oh, it was a self-defense course for some reason, so it was obviously someone had to dress up as Stevie Nicks.
Makes sense.
Couldn't get the rights to put it even as an Easter egg on the new DVD I'm working on. So you've been saved there.
Wow.
There's some good old footage.
No, the Easter egg thing's very interesting, yes. No.
Do you get into that? I mean, or your children would know what that's about. There's hidden features on the DVD.
Shown them, but they like seeing that. I said, look, you do this and you do this. However, it does involve me interacting with them.
No.
So I try and avoid that.
Right.
Yeah, no one any of that.
Well, a lot of your early work is going to be seen, some of it anyway, on the new Barjas Olden Days DVD.
Skeleton work, may I say.
Which... some of my favourite work.
Really?
Because it didn't involve me physically being on the screen.
Yes.
I really enjoyed when I could be behind the voices behind said characters.
Beautiful characters. Caroline Chisholm in the Olden Days and Natalie Thighblaster in Barjas, all beautifully digitally remastered, coming out for Father's Day, whenever that might be.
That's
we don't celebrate that on this program.
Yeah, fair enough.
We're saying today, like, dob yourself in for some of your early work. Mm. What's on the resume that you've been leaving off? We've all got stuff. I mean, most of mine is on YouTube. Just type in the whinging pom into YouTube.
Oh, that bar, there's a UK bar sketch.
Yeah, that's right. And you're in that as well, Jane.
That's right.
Yeah. I have a side ponytail from memory.
It's a little bit racist. It's a little bit Mino Reiki, but there it is on YouTube for all to see. Richard Marsden, any early work you want to get out of your system?
When I was 15, this could pop up at some point. I did a commercial for Yolumba Wines.
Oh.
And it was a really classy commercial. It was made by the guy who did the Nescafe ads.
Yeah.
The ones that were filmed in Africa.
Beautiful.
So it had that kind of look, except it was filmed in the Barossa Valley. But what was interesting is that I sort of I aged throughout the commercial because it's a family company.
Right.
So at the start of the commercial, I'm hanging out making barrels and I'm 15 years of age.
Right.
Riding an old-timey sort of velocipede penny farthing. And then as the commercial goes on, I'm, 35 years of age, 73, and then I play my own son. Very strange,
wow. But they would have had nice string music or something behind you.
It was all that.
Could have been Highly Strung. We could have done the backing.
Is that right?
Would have made it perfect.
There you go.
And how did they do you at 73? Was it the latex makeup?
I aged pretty well, I've got to say.
Right.
No, I mean, it wasn't actually me. It was another actor playing me.
Ruth Cracknell?
And then I played myself.
Why isn't that on YouTube?
I wanted Gwen Plum.
Have you got a copy of that?
I've got it somewhere at home.
I can't keep up with these references. Gwen Plum, did you say?
That's obscure. Come on.
That's Ada, the kiosk lady from The Young Doctors.
Yeah. But you would have seen her on Where Are They Now, a flicker, they featured The Young Doctors on Where Are They Now on Channel 7 the other week.
Thank you for bringing
with Mel and Koshy.
We were huge fans of The Young Doctors.
Oh, my girlfriend, this is how bad it is about smoking as a child, right? I'm in grade 6. I clearly remember this. My girlfriend, Pierre, and I used to have this thing that was at 6 o'clock. As soon as we heard the ambulance siren, of the, which was the beginning to Young Doctors, we would light up a cigarette.
Really?
What was that in grade six? Smoking in a house.
God, you couldn't do that now, Jane, unless you're in the International High Rollers room at a casino, obviously. What? All right, that's some more of your early work.
Smoking,
and who
Jane,
was he, like? Who was the hottest doctor, for those who could remember?
Mark Holton.
Of course.
Absolutely. Right.
What about Dr. Garcia?
Tony Garcia.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, no, actually, we didn't think much of him because we couldn't understand him.
What about evil Dr. Snape?
Oh.
Bald, little round glasses, bow tie.
Oh,
evil.
Yeah. All evil, that guy.
He was bad. But actually, I rather fancied Alan Dale's character.
Oh, is Alan Dale in that?
Oh,
the OC's Alan Dale.
The OC's Alan Dale.
I've got a good story about Alan Dale, but we don't have time for that now because we need to get the listeners involved. Tell us about your early work. Anything at all.
Mm.
You know, you can call up and use a fake name if you want.
Go on.
Tell us about it. 133353. Oh, that'd be, who would that be? Is that
Nickel Hinder? Is it Hinderbeck or...?
No, it's not. That'd be, it's not over.
I was How just do I... saying that was a friend, that is actually a song that my kids sing. They know all the words to that one too.
Oh, really?
All right.
It's all over.
Here you go. Some of Jane's early work. That's what we're talking about. Jane Kennedy's with us and we want to hear about your early work. Who's got some it?
Hey, Terry.
How you going?
Good, mate. Talk us through your early work.
When I was in grade six, I think, so about 20 years ago, I had to do an ad for BP for Little Smurfs.
Oh, did you have to Smurf up yourself?
No. We ran around about a dozen of us with a very large, oversized, scary Smurf. And then the guy said, where do you get him? Well, we'll have to jump up and say BP. And that was it. If you looked very carefully for about a quarter of a second, your head gone telly.
Brilliant.
Did you have to sing was the Smurf song playing underneath the ad or anything like that?
I think they did have a very crappy boomebox playing in the background while we ran along the beach and we had to make believe we were dancing to the music or something.
The beach.
That's great, Terry. Being connected to a Smurf.
Yeah,
anyway,
well, yeah.
You'd love it.
Have you retained a copy of that for, you know, the grandchildren to enjoy?
I'm sure it's fading away on a VCR tape somewhere at home, yeah.
Well, there's one place for that, and that place is YouTube.
Yeah.
Thank you, Terry.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Terry.
Oh, Terry was calling us from Dingley in Melbourne. Yeah. So hello to everyone at the Dingley Powerhouse.
Hello there, Jared. How are you?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Sorry, Jared.
We'll come back to him.
Jared, you there, bro? No, John, are you there?
Hang on, I'll try.
Oh, sorry.
This is some of our early work, clearly. It's going to air.
Hey, John, how are you?
Yeah, not too shabby. Boys, first of all, got to say love your work.
Thanks, mate.
But do we love yours? Can you tell us about it?
Oh, well, yeah, it's all right. I'm a sales rep out in the road. Get to listen to you guys quite often.
Good on you.
So, yeah.
Well, that's sensible. That's very sensible. What about your early work?
Well, one of my first jobs was I worked in a supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having to dress as one of the store's mascots.
Which was?
A giant chicken.
There you go.
Mate.
And, John, what were your duties as the giant chicken?
To run around and harass kids.
Really? Are you sure you were being paid to do this by the supermarket?
Yeah, fortunately enough, I was.
Look. I know what it's like to dress up in a suit.
What have you been dressing up?
I've dressed up as a banana and had kids. Again, that was with my friend Pierre, who corrected, by the way, it wasn't grade six we were smoking, it was form four apparently, which is year 10.
Good on you.
Yeah, we used to have kids seriously kick us in the shins and shove things through where we would look out, which was the mouth, the eyes. They'd shove things in. That happened to you too, Jared?
John?
Sorry, John.
John, did you get attacked as the giant chicken at all?
I did, and I did find the cold room was a good place to hide.
Yeah, there you go.
Because they got pretty warm, those suits,
yeah. You've got to hide from the bloke in the giant wolf costume.
And what exactly are you selling now in your sales rep capacity, John?
Consumer electronics.
Yeah, surely a chicken costume.
What's the other name for that? Come on. Is that mobile
TVs
phones?
Speakers.
All right. Well, I'd like to think the costume's out, and just for old time's sake, on the road, what have you got there, Mr. Marsden? Another call for us?
Jared, are you there?
Yes, I'm here now.
That's better. There you go, mate. Now, talk us through your early work, mate.
Yes, mate. When I was about 17, not far from Channel 9 Studios in Richmond, Melbourne,
mm-hmm.
there was an abattoir, and I took a job there
and I used to have to catch blood in a bucket.
Yes, I think that's going on at the Channel 9 studios this very week. It is an abattoir.
That's
wow. And wow. yet, getting up at, you know, 1 a.m, 4 a.m, teething sick babies, I reckon I could swap jobs there. And I reckon cleaning up a whole stack of cow's blood would be great. Wow.
And what era are we talking about, Jared?
Oh, just in the mid to late 80s. They used to make black pudding out of it. You know that, mate?
Oh, really? Mid to late 80s. I'm trying to think what would have been going on at Channel 9 there.
Channel 9 in those days.
And driving along going, oh, the abattoir. Oh, it could be worse. I could be working on keynotes. Yeah, ouch. Keep going. Keep moving.
Keynotes. You are scurrilous, Mr. Malloy.
Sorry about that. Have we got one final early worker?
Leanne, how are you?
Hello.
Hello, Leanne.
Hi.
You're on national radio.
Hi. I finally got through. I love you, Tony. I love you, Al. And great, good to hear you back, Jane, too.
Thank you very much.
Are you talking about our sidekick, Al Cavalier?
Yes.
He's a good guy. Now, talk us through your early work, Leanne. What did you do?
Okay, I impersonated Danny Minogue on a telethon.
Yes, well, you wouldn't want to be. Okay.
What do you mean?
Ed, sorry, I said Al, I know. Ed Cavalier.
No, that's okay.
No, and can I just add one thing, too?
Yeah, all right.
Okay, I just wanted to correct you, Jane, even though I love you. Sean Cassidy and David Cassidy actually shared the same father, not the same mother.
You're right. You know, I'm really happy to be corrected on that one too, Leanne.
Hang on, so they had the same father and a different mother, so it's exact opposite of Princess William and Harry.
Okay. Wow, sorry. Crossed my mind last night.
There we go.
Mm. Now, hang on, you impersonated Danny Minogue at a telethon. Why would you do that?
Well, you know how at telethons when people ring in, they want to talk to the celebrity?
Yes.
And this was the period of time when Danny Minogue was on Young Talent Time.
Yeah.
And I never actually knew who she was then hardly at all. I never watched Young Talent Time at that period. And somebody just said, because she was unavailable, just pretend to be her.
Oh.
So I actually had to pretend to be like a 14-year-old girl. I actually didn't know how old she was at the time. And the girl actually on the phone asked me, and how old are you? And I went, 13. And she said, so am I.
Wow.
And so she was just absolutely thrilled. And unfortunately, probably all this time, like 20 years later, she's thinking that she talked to Danny Minogue, but it was me.
Aww.
And is it true you also went on several dates with Julian McMahon?
Oh, yeah.
Just took that bullet. Oh, you wish.
Wow.
Wow,
fascinated.
And Julian didn't know, that's right.
It was dark. Well, that is pretty impressive. You know, we've had some pretty, I mean, I'm not wanting to put this down, but think of the low-rent celebrities we've had mentioned on this show. We've had the bloke who gets mistaken for Galen.
Happily gets
down
mistaken.
The gym and takes advantage of it. And now someone who pretended to be Danny Minogue.
It's a good list.
From telephone phone room.
It's a We're good
get
list.
All of these people together for a class photo at the end of the year.
I have another celebrity to add to that list. It's one of my first television appearances. I went on Hey Hat Saturday.
Yes.
And I dressed up as Demis Roussos.
Oh, I've seen that. That is fantastic.
Were you doing an impersonation?
Yeah. So I had a beard on. I had a big moo-moo.
Could you give us some now? You remember any of it?
My Friend the Wind. No, I'm not going to sing that.
Would that still exist, do you think?
It does still exist. It's on video somewhere in my house.
That could turn things around for the Nine Network if they dust that off. That could be what they need to really? You know, fix the damage of that book coming out. Have you read that book, Jane, about Channel 9?
No, I haven't.
Apparently, the word is go and buy it quickly.
Oh, really?
I don't think it's going to be on the shelves for too much longer.
Well, thank you, everyone.
Yeah,
great
that
list.
Was a great selection.
Very good.
Thanks for calling in. Mm. More in a moment. I'll get this. It's time to sign off. Thank you, Chumbawamba. Here at Get This on Triple M around the nation. Jane, thanks for sitting in for the whole hour.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for letting me come and play with some grown-ups.
Oh, we love it.
Loved it.
And if you like Jane Kennedy's early work, some of it will be seen in hidden Easter egg form on the new Late Show DVD, Bar Jazz in the Olden Days. Sure, 14 years too late, but well worth the wait, coming soon.
Wonderful.
I think out for Father's Day. I'm probably giving it too much forward sizzle.
I don't know when that is. So.
But anything else you'd like to plug, Jane?
Oh, no. Well, I'd say potentially when my kids have their own cooking show, they can eventually come up.
On the lifestyle food.
On lifestyle food. There you go. That's healthy cooking show.
The new Cavalier favourite channel. On straight the Foxtel.
Home. Straight home to watch that.
There you go.
Thanks for coming in, Jane. Hello to any of Jane's kids that are listening.
Oh, yeah. Hi, guys.
And, of course, anyone who used to be in a band with Jane, hello.
Yes, hi, Dan. Hi, John.
And thanks to all our callers. Yeah, great what great stuff. Callers they were. Our key phrase today, I think it's just that one place you can still go to have a smoke because apparently the effects of lung cancer are cancelled out inside the International High Rollers Room. We'll be joined tomorrow by Pete Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And it's all thanks to that Nissan Navara, the 4x4 with the huge pulling power.